Hi, welcome to today's podcast. Really excited to be here today, and today we're going to be talking about, it's a bit of a different topic, it sort of relates to super, because at the end of the day, super hopefully makes our lives better. But it's talk about optimism, and a really good article I picked up, that's a really good newsletter, a guy called Ben Carlson. He's written today, or last week or so, about 50 ways the world is getting better. I've always been slightly optimistic. I think more a half glass full rather than a half glass empty sort of person. And I've had some real crap happening in my life. So, you know, you've got to keep that sort of mentality of like, which way do you go? Do you sink and, or do you pick yourself up and try to see the positives out of things? It can be tough. But when we look at the world, obviously, you know, advising clients for over 20 years, a lot of people get really caught up with their current day circumstance. And that goes from their current world, which could be their own personal life, health, work, into their current environment where the media and those sort of things aren't helping, or their friends are down or whatever, and then globally, and they get a sense of, well, things aren't great, and therefore they lose a bit of clarity and certainty around things. And really what we try to do is bring it back from a big picture point of view and go, what, is the world today a better place or a worse place than it ever has been? Now, we're talking generally, of course. There are some people who live in terrible situations around the world still. But generally, overall, from our point of view here in Australia, there's lots of people in Australia who still don't have a great, but it's improving, but they've still got some pretty bad circumstances. So we're talking generally here. But overall, when we look at some of the stats around the world, the life expectancies around the world have gone through the roof. In Australia alone, since in the last 30 years, life expectancies have increased 4 or 5 years, whether you're a man or a female. So back in the early 90s, if you're a man in Australia, your life expectancy was about 74 years old. And if you're a female, you were about 80. That's now increased for a female to about 85, and a man to just under 80, around 80 years old. So that's huge. In just 30 years, that's a huge increase, and that's due to improved healthcare, diet, all these sort of things, less smoking. You know, all those health things are much more prevalent. But it's more than that. So things like the number of violence has gone down generally over time. Electricity has obviously increased. Something like since in 1870, it's a long time ago, no one had electricity. Today, around the world, 85% of households have electricity. So that's huge. We've seen the huge growth in living standards around the world. And again, there's plenty of parts of the world which are still doing it pretty tough, and parts of Australia that are still doing it pretty tough. But generally speaking, things are a lot better. The world has also got richer overall. So in 51 of the last 55 years, GDP has grown. If you look at a chart of GDP, it's gone, you know, from 1960 to today. I've got a chart here in front of me. You know, we're talking it's gone up 10, 11 times over that time. So, you know, not every year is positive, but most years, 50 out of 55 have been. High school education has gone up over time. So the key factors there are that overall, actually, the world's a better place now. It's probably the best it's ever been in. But we get caught up with some of the media and hype, and there's fears around tension around the world and wars, and that's unfortunately a constant. But generally speaking, things have got a lot better over time. So why am I talking about this and super? Well, again, when we talk about the super system, there tends to be a bit of negativity around the advice market, around fees and all those sort of things. But when we look at it, you know, 30, 40 years ago, people had no super. Now, everyone in Australia's got the opportunity to have quite a lot of money in super and to make that work for them. And what we want to do here at Scientium is make sure people are really educated and have knowledge around that, so that in the past it was something that sat in the drawer. Now we want people to understand what it is, how they can do better out of it. Should they be in an industry fund, a self-managed super fund? Should they take more control over their super? What sort of asset class should they be in? How do investments actually work? All these advertisements on the paper and things like that, do they work? What sort of risk are you taking? There's lots and lots of things to consider, and we want more and more people to be engaged with that. If you go onto our website, there's all sorts of education tools. We're just about to release some really cool video education tools as well. We can go on a bit of a journey. Might be a few weeks off yet, but we're just looking at some testing of that right now. And we want to see people go through a journey and take their own path and say, right, I can learn about this, I can get better at it, I can still reach out to an advisor or a coach or someone if I need to, but I can also track my own journey on this so I can make sure that my money is being invested as best as possible. Now, not all people want to go through that journey, and they will take a simple option, which is great. But again, we want that simple option to be something that makes sense and that keeps things in perspective and they're not getting caught up. Right now in Australia, one of the biggest fears is that people, because they can't access advice, so they get scammed and they go online and they end up in some crazy trading thing, or they follow some thing that looks okay. Something like $2 billion people lost last year. It's a lot of money. People are being scammed all the time. We all get the phone calls and the emails and texts and things like that constantly. So be really, really careful out there. One of the things we stress about here at Scientium is investor protection. There's a really good guide here. We'll put it up on the website. You can email through and get a copy. It's called Investor Protection. It's really, really detailed. It explains where your money goes. So if you're investing in a proper regulated investment in Australia, you're very, very safe. There's lots of protection that goes on behind the scenes. There's custodians. There's a map here of who they are, or it's a big bank, something like Citi, and that money and how the fund manager can access that money. Now, if you don't go through this system, you can get a phone call. You can give money to someone who manages money. They call you wholesale, or they con you into going into it. You don't get any of this protection. So you've got to be really careful and make sure that what you're investing in is something that's got the regulation protection. It's been around a long time. It's got all those protections in place, so you know your money's safe, and that the people you're using are using all sorts of security measures as well. So really important, again, that you make sure that in this world of technology that you're not getting the wrong information and you're not being scammed. So again, today's key message really is around just keeping in perspective of the news and media. Relatively speaking, things are better off. Your super's in a better place than it ever has been. There's more information. It's been cleaned up a lot. There's better outcomes out there. There's still too many products in my mind. We don't need 10,000 products out in the marketplace. That's just confusing and just adds to layers of costs. Remember, at the end of the day, all those different fund managers are investing in the same shares. It's not like, so if you've got 20 Australian share managers, they're investing in the same shares at the end of the day. So one might get an advantage this year, one the other. But over time, they zero each other out. So what you've got to be careful around is, well, what ability do they really have without performing? And if you've got a core portfolio, really, that diversified portfolio is going to capture most of the market return for you. And most investors don't end up getting the market return. There's a research house in America called Dowbar.com. You can look it up, Dowbar.com. And they look at the performance of investors over time. In the States, they can get that data from their equivalent of superannuation. It's called a 401k. And they've measured that if the market had an average return of 9 or 10%, depending on which data period they pick, the average investor had an average return of maybe 4 or 5%. So they're just looking at that and going, why does that happen? And most of it is because of investor behavior, people doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, and also costs. There's also evidence to say, well, does anyone actually outperform the markets consistently over time? And so Standard & Poor's actually produced this data, and consistently, whether it's in the US or France or Australia or Germany, about 85% of managers actually underperform over time. And so those 15% that have outperformed, it looks tempting to try and chase those, but the reality is you play that game and try and chase the 15% that outperformed, they don't outperform every year. So the chance of that manager that outperformed this year outperforming over the next 5-10 years is almost less than 1%. I mean, you could get really lucky. So again, they look at it and say, well, for most investors, if you get the market return over the next 20, 30 years in your super fund, that's a great outcome. The market return will be pretty good, whether we like it or not. Markets will do their thing. So how do we capture that efficiently? How do we make sure you capture that return? If you can do a little bit better, that's great. But if you're trying to beat that, or someone's trying to say to you, I'm going to beat that market return by 5 or 10%, the reality is it's really, really hard to do. And the reality is that they're going to have really high fees, and you're giving them your money, paying probably 1% more than you need to. And on the statistics are saying that basically there's less than 2% chance that that's going to have a good outcome. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. But there's billions and billions of dollars in funds that say that. So you've just got to be really careful about what you're listening to, the marketing. They'll bring out some performance. But really, when you look at the evidence over 40, 50 years, it's really hard to do. So come back to fundamentals, come back to asset allocation, diversification, and be happy with that. And if you got 9%, the average investor's getting 5%, then that you're going to do really well. If someone gets 10 or 11% and you're down at the golf club or going for a walk and someone's got some crazy idea, that's great. Just say, that's fantastic. Good luck with that. Because over 30 years, it's really, really tough if their super fund's going to continue to get that sort of chance event. So a bit to go through there. Probably went into that investment philosophy piece a little bit more there. We love all that stuff. We can talk about that forever. So hope that's been helpful. Thanks for tuning in. Again, if you're liking these podcasts, please comment, please share if you can, like it for us. It really helps us get the feedback and understand what people are looking for. Go to scientium.com.au and find out more. So thanks so much for listening in to today's podcast. Just remember, it is general information. If you need personal advice, please seek an advisor or go to our website, cntm.com.au, log in and we can direct you if you need more help. Also, we just want to remind you, if you're loving this stuff, please like and subscribe and share it around. We're really enjoying spreading the word around Super and hope you enjoy it. So please do like and look out for the next episode. Cheers.